Welcome to ICMA's Local Gov Life. I'm Rob Carty. This monthly podcast focuses on a topic of interest to local government professionals and takes it for a spin, with stories that share fresh approaches and ideas that you can apply to your life and in your community. This month, we're taking an in-depth look at the opioid crisis and exploring some best practices in responding. According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, more people in the United States died from drug overdoses in 2014 than in any previously recorded year, and 61% of all overdose deaths involved opioids. This number is growing. The inspiration for this episode is based on the October PM Magazine cover story from Jeff Beckwith, the executive director of the Massachusetts Municipal Association, or MMA. In it, Jeff shares ideas for local leadership on responding to the opioid crisis. In 2016, ICMA president-elect and Fort Lauderdale, Florida city manager Lee Feldman recently shared his thoughts on the opioid epidemic during a press call at the 102nd ICMA annual conference.
This epidemic is one that crosses races and ethnicities, ages, income levels. It's urban, it's suburban, it's rural. This is truly a nationwide crisis, and we need to be willing to attack it on all fronts.
Lee briefly discussed his thoughts on how to best respond to this crisis.
I think we need to recognize that this will all needs to really start with leadership at the community level. First, you need to recognize that you have a problem. Then you need to be able to convene the community together to address that problem. But you also have to recognize that the problem does not stop at your borders, and you need to begin to have a regional conversation with the communities around you, and then have an effective strategy, which is ultimately going to rely on prevention, treatment, and then also looking at the public safety and law enforcement aspects.
Just as Lee explains, it not only takes strong leaders, but also a collaborative approach to properly respond. To explore this idea further, we reached out to the American Medical Association Board of Directors Chair, Dr. Patrice Harris. Dr. Harris's experience spans the public and private medical field at all levels. She has served as Director of Health and Human Services, Chief Health Officer, and Medical Director for the Fulton County, Georgia Department of Behavioral Health and Developmental Disabilities. She has also held many leadership positions in the state of Georgia. Dr. Harris shares her thoughts on the opioid crisis and the approach local governments should take.
This opioid epidemic is affecting communities across this country, and it knows no bounds. It's affecting all demographics, all socioeconomic status levels. And so it's important that everyone take an all-in approach.
She discussed why local governments are in the best position to lead the fight in the opioid crisis.
Local government can develop action plans to address the specific needs of the community. And I want to emphasize the phrase specific needs of the community, because as you are aware, I live in Atlanta, but what works best in Atlanta may not work in another region, a more rural part of Georgia. So again, a local government manager can pull the resources together from across their community and make the most of those resources. I will give you an example. I have been involved in a local collaborative here in Atlanta, the Atlanta Regional Collaborative for Health Improvement, and that is a group that has representatives from local government, from the local universities, from state government, from the business community, from the transportation community, really looking at health of the Atlanta region in a broader way and figuring out the best way to collaborate to improve the health of our region. So there are many opportunities for local government to get involved.
Dr. Harris explains the many ways local leaders can take advantage of the medical professionals in their community by taking a collaborative approach and developing an opioid crisis action plan.
The first would be to develop an action plan with local physicians and public health experts that can help. And state and county medical societies are always willing to be involved. Physicians already are helping in many ways, and would certainly welcome that partnership. Second, as part of the plan, local government managers can identify public education materials that are already being used in the state or perhaps in other states and work to get them in all physician offices, clinics, and schools and community organizations. That community education piece is critical, actually, in any public health crisis, but particularly critical as we address the opioid epidemic. Third, also as part of the plan, local government managers can identify community-wide options for take back and disposal of unwanted and unused medications. The supply of opioids is decreasing across the country, but we can still improve on our current work to prevent the misuse of opioids and other medications. And fourth, support community-wide naloxone access efforts. Local governments can work with local pharmacies to analyze the data, to obtain the data, to know where patients are at risk of overdose and that they where they can obtain naloxone. And again, work with physicians to ensure that patients have a prescription for naloxone.
Naloxone, the nasal spray that can halt an opioid overdose before it becomes fatal, is now becoming more common in communities around the country. Other than helping local leaders with naloxone, Dr. Harris shares the multiple things local physicians can do.
The AMA's Task Force to Reduce Opioid Abuse has come up with 5 initial recommendations. The initial recommendations are at the task force or for physicians to check their state PDMPs. Those are prescription drug monitoring programs, and those are the databases where physicians and other health professionals can look up their patients and identify patients who may be seeing one or more physicians and may be obtaining multiple medications and other controlled substances. And the physician can use that state PDMP as an important tool in the decision-making process. The second recommendation is for physicians to enhance and increase their education on opioid prescribing, on substance use disorders, and on pain. The third recommendation is to consider co-prescribing naloxone to patients that are at high risk. And again, we want to make sure that there is increased and appropriate access to naloxone. We also don't want to forget the importance of treatment. We want to make sure that the public and our patients have access to treatment for substance use disorders. And this includes medication-assisted treatment, but it also includes other non-medication alternative treatments for pain.
She goes on to provide some examples of how local government can work with local physicians.
It is critical that we reduce the stigma, that we understand that substance use disorders are not a result of character flaws or moral failing. They are brain diseases. They are brain disorders. And so physicians working with local government can help to reduce the stigma that unfortunately still is associated with substance use disorders, as well as unfortunately sometimes those who are experiencing chronic pain.
While local leaders not only play an important role in leading efforts in their community, they also have responsibility in their organization. Dr. Harris explains.
Local governments can ensure that their employees have access to treatment for substance use disorders and for treatments for pain. We want to make sure that there are comprehensive treatment alternatives available.
Dr. Harris shares an important recommendation for local leaders fighting the opioid crisis.
It is understandable for there to be lots of activity as we work to address this issue. We have to make sure, though, that policy and regulations are informed by data. That's where we will know where the problem is, what should be the focus of interventions. And so as we all work toward addressing this issue, we have to make sure that our solutions are evidence-based And then once we identify solutions, we have to make sure that funding is in place to get these solutions to implementation.
She ends by sharing her experience as a local health official and how they took a collaborative approach in her community when responding to any health crisis.
Approach in Fulton County, we looked at how we were delivering services, and we made sure that our public health and our behavioral health and our housing team and our aging team and our children and youth team worked together and stayed in constant conversation about multiple issues. But clearly, I think getting out of our silos and, again, collaborative efforts are critical.
In our final segment, we speak with Brent Fedores, County Administrator, Gloucester County, Virginia, about how his community is taking an innovative approach to fight the opioid crisis through the creation of drugfreeva.org, whose mission is to educate the public on how to access addiction help and live a drug-free life.
After learning about prescription drug abuse among teens and even adults in the community, we decided that we had an opportunity and a responsibility to offer knowledge and a resource that was accessible by all. And within 2 months of creating the website, we had a request from a citizen for the ability to access the website easier, and that prompted us to create the app. So really looking at a multifaceted approach to getting information into the hands of people that need it.
As Fedor stated, the site's popularity inspired the county to develop an app, Sink or Swim, to help reach more people. Fedor talks about how technology and innovation are going to play a big role in helping communities fight the opioid crisis.
Innovation, from a technology perspective, puts the information into the hands of those that need it. You can't think about an epidemic and just consider the simple solutions, those that, you know, might have been tried, might have failed. You really have to think outside the box. This is a target audience that's not easy to engage with. So innovative ideas and concepts are really required in order to get the message out.
As Dr. Harris has pointed out earlier, it's important to take a collaborative approach to ensure all local needs are being met when developing a program. We asked Fedores how his organization was able to accomplish this.
It was certainly and has been a collaborative effort. And of course, leadership sponsorship of initiatives like this is critically important to ensure that the support is there and that the associated commitment of time and resources are there to get this type of an initiative off the ground. But we also relied heavily on other outside resources, including the development of the website itself, and all of the construct that really makes it what it is, provided by volunteers. So it has been a collaborative effort within the county, but also involving a number of different entities, constitutional officers, as well as volunteers that have donated resources and skills and capabilities to make this happen.
Fedores states the drugfreeva.org website and the Sink or Swim app impact has not lowered opioid-related deaths and arrests, but he explains why that is not a factor in measuring success of this program.
So statistics are very hard to come by in terms of measuring the effectiveness of the program. I would say that if we're able to reach out and help one individual in their situation, that the initiative's been a success.
And that's it for this episode of Local Gov Life. Let us know what you think about this episode by going to icma.org/episode5 and leaving a comment. Subscribe now to the Local Gov Life podcast series and tell a friend about us. Also, be sure to rate us on iTunes and share on social media. We rely on you to help share these stories. I'm Rob Carty. Thank you for listening to this episode of ICMA's Local Gov Life.